You're listening to My Wedding Season, the podcast. I'm your host, Ida Glovic. I photograph intimate weddings and elopements in Europe. This is the show where I provide overwhelmed wedding photographers with the inspiration, tools, and resources needed to build a thriving brand and business. Welcome back to another episode of My Wedding Season, the podcast. This is episode 61. I have a question for you. How well is your wedding photography website converting? Could it be that there is a missing piece? Perhaps the answer is to add an experience page. Not sure what that is, neither was I, but not to worry, Kelsey Christine is here to walk us through the process of creating a strategic experience page to lead our dream clients to inquire with us. Kelsey is a web designer for photographers. She shares so many insights from her years of experience working with clients. You certainly do not want to skip this episode. But first, a word from PicTime, the sponsor of this podcast. PicTime is an advanced online gallery platform for photographers offering beautiful galleries, a built-in print store, marketing automation, a slideshow creator, and blogs. They are enhancing their services using AI technology. Depending on the plan, you can use the AI writing assistant for blogs, AI image filter, and AI photo search for clients. If you've been tuning into this podcast long enough, you already know that I am a huge fan of creating SEO-optimized content in the form of blogs to attract potential clients. PicTime now allows you to easily use your images that are already uploaded in a gallery to create a blog post. And then, with just a few clicks, you can easily generate SEO-optimized text for your blog. Don't worry about it sounding machine-generated, because you can always go in and make changes for it to sound like you. It is just there to assist you in the process. And now you also have the ability to quickly filter through images in your galleries. This is particularly helpful when you want to share images with vendors after a wedding. Or you can use it to select images to share on social media. Make sure you check out the newly revamped mobile app. Your clients are now also able to search through the gallery to find people or by using keywords. This feature allows them to easily share images and has proven to increase the likelihood of print orders because it is directly linked to the store. And the cool thing is that multiple languages are supported, including Spanish, French, German, and Portuguese. When you're ready to upgrade to a paid plan to gain access to all these features, be sure to use the affiliate code AIDA, A-I-D-A, to earn 1 month free. Hey, Kelsey, thank you so much for joining us today on My Wedding Season, the podcast. It's such a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I really appreciated that you like took the initiative and reached out to like put yourself forward, which I love. You know, I like to get to discover people in this industry that I haven't heard of yet. But I mean, when I saw your image, I felt like, okay, it is familiar. You know, you were too unknown to me, especially like I just love like your branding and everything. It just stands out there and it sticks in your mind. So you're doing an amazing job in that sense.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice to hear. Yeah, when I found your podcast, I was super excited because it was nice to see one that's a little bit more niched down. There are a lot of podcasts out there for photographers in general, but I love that you have the wedding niche. And I was just really inspired by your whole story. And it's cool too to talk to somebody who's not in the US. So I love that.
Oh yeah. Appreciate that. Like, that's the cool thing about like Zoom. Like, that's how I even started this whole thing. Cause at first, cause I'm in Germany, I was just like, podcast, what? Like, people are doing it more in person, or I don't know. It just seems so out of reach. But once this became popular, like, it was kind of my gateway to talk to people from all over who are so talented. And I just, once I started, I couldn't stop, to be honest.
I love that. Yeah, it's amazing. There's some of the good things about technology, right?
Yeah, that's true. So if you can just introduce yourself and your business, tell us a little bit about who you are and what your business stands for, who you're serving. Like, don't worry about going into a little bit of detail. We're here for it.
Okay, I love that. Yeah, so my name's Kelsey. I'm currently based in Nashville, Tennessee in the United States. I live with my three cats. I'm a crazy cat lady, if you will. and I've been doing this work for over 6 years. I've owned Launch Your Daydream for over 6 years, but it's gone through a lot of iterations. For the first 5 years, I had my business partner, Britt. So if anyone is familiar with me in the past, they probably saw both of us together. She still does SEO for my clients now, so she hasn't gone too far. But in the past year or so, I rebranded Launch Your Daydream now that it's just me, to feel really, really aligned with me as a human and who I want to work with. So it's been really exciting in the past like year or so to see it just become something that feels so aligned with me. And what Launch Your Daydream is now, like I said, it's gone through a lot of iterations, but my main focus now is I create websites for photographers using the Showit platform. And my main service offering is website in a week. So my goal is I get the website done for you really quickly utilizing Showit templates. I have some of my own, but I also collaborate with a lot of really amazing designers. It's allowed me to kind of exercise the idea of community over competition and supporting other designers through my work. So Showit websites for photographers. I'm really focused on photographers who want to highlight inclusivity in their business. It's really important to me. So I have a few things that I like to apply to my websites that help my clients communicate their inclusivity outright to make sure that people feel safe and welcome when working with them. So I work with a lot of like alternative wedding photographers, which is really exciting for me. My eyes have been so opened in the wedding industry since digging into working with photographers. And I just love this kind of new trend toward like weddings can be whatever you want them to be. It's your wedding, right? And it's so interesting that for the longest time, it felt like we all thought weddings had to be one way, you know? So I really, really love working with alternative wedding photographers and just alternative photographers in general for just breaking the mold in their industry. So that's kind of my sweet spot. And it's been really, really fun.
Yeah, and I can tell, you know, of course, I've been scouring your website ever since you reached out. And of course, in the past couple of days in preparation for today. And I just see that like, your personality shines through, and that's what you're trying to do for your clients. That really inspired me to like, you know, take that step, be more bold and out there. And it's not just personality. I really love that like you have a strategy behind the way that you make websites for your clients. And I was like specifically very interested in how you create experience pages for your clients. And that's what we're going to dive into today. So if you can kind of talk us through what an experience page is and what it serves.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so I love that you mentioned the strategy and the personality. I think both are really important, but you can't have one without the other. So I love working with photographers who have those strong personalities and really want to align with their businesses just the way that I've experienced aligning with my business. But you have to have the strategy in place too. So finding a nice balance between those is really my goal. And experience page is something that I must have on every website. It's essentially like what I prefer over just having like an investment page or an about page. It's kind of a combination of multiple pieces. So it's gonna have your investment information on there, but it's also gonna have information about your approach and your philosophy to photography. It's gonna have a little bit about your style and a preview of your portfolio. It's gonna have testimonials and credibility to back you up. So it's all of those really helpful strategic things that I think most photographers have them on their websites, but a lot of photographers have them all spread out. And I think it's more helpful and strategic to have them all on the same page because otherwise you might have people who just go search directly for the price and don't learn anything else about you. And how are they going to know that they want to work with you if that's all they're looking for? So trying to help strategically guide your readers through this journey is the goal of the experience page. The idea is to educate them on the value of working with you. What sets you apart from other photographers? What is that experience like? Are you helping them with more than just photography on their wedding day? You know, I know a lot of wedding photographers do a lot more than just photography. And so this is where you get to talk about that and kind of dropping those little breadcrumbs of value down the page before they start to get to the nitty-gritty of the price and stuff. Because the idea here is that by the time then they see your package information, whether you're sharing just a starting at price or you're giving more detail, by the time they get here, they're going to be like, okay, yeah, totally makes sense. I get that, rather than just seeing the price and having no context. So it's also a way to allow you to potentially raise your prices. If you're thinking about raising your prices this year, but you don't feel like you have anything to back it up, like, why are my prices raising? Experience pages really help that because, again, it's not just giving a price with no context. It's really leading up to that and supporting it so that your readers totally understand that and don't bat an eye and they are excited to reach out to you.
Yeah, you explained it so well. And once you have a freebie, we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, digging into it, I realized, you know, I have a Squarespace website for my English speaking clients, and an experience page was a part of it. And I just kind of filled it in, like didn't think too much about it. Mm-hmm. And then reading your freebie made me think, why in the world did I never create that for my German speaking clients? Like it does not exist. And it makes so much sense. And now it's like, okay, I have a lot of work ahead of me because not having it just makes no sense. Like seriously, you're leading them in a very intentional way to show them that you're the right fit for them when they've already landed and seen, okay. But I think one of the first steps, as you mentioned in your freebie, is actually knowing which kind of clients you're speaking to, right? Like knowing your niche. So if you can kind of expand a little bit about that and how that helps photographers, that would be amazing.
Yeah, of course. I love to say, I do a little Shrek reference. Niches are like onions. They have layers. So
I love that.
Yeah, because the easiest way to think about it, if you like don't really have a niche, say you're one of those photographers who has just been like doing anything and everything and you're still trying to figure it out, that's okay at the beginning, right? You got to figure out what you like doing. But I encourage you to start thinking about your niche with those layers. So getting as specific as possible, we'll start with, you know, the industry. So maybe you're a wedding photographer, but I encourage wedding photographers to get way more specific than that because there's so many different types of weddings out there, right? So adding the layer of, okay, well, where are you based? Are you focusing on a certain area or are you a destination wedding photographer? Honing in on that a little bit, that's going to be helpful with your SEO too. And then adding another layer, what types of weddings? This is where I start to work with a lot of the alternative weddings or elopements, non-traditional, that kind of stuff. And you can add even another layer in starting to talk about the types of couples that you're working with. So, you know, if you want to use some descriptive words like bold and eccentric couples, or some people prefer to work with like shy introverted couples because maybe you're introverted too and you really know how to work with them and get them comfortable in front of the camera. So coming up with some descriptive words about not only the types of weddings but the types of people will really help you hone in on that niche. And I know it can be scary, like especially if you've never done this before. I went through this with my business. When we first started, we were just doing brands and websites for creative business owners, and that's like such
it's
a wide
too general
range,
yeah,
right? And so we started to realize over time that that makes your marketing and your messaging really difficult. Like when you're trying to create social media content and you're trying to speak to like wedding clients and families and business owners who you do branding headshots for, like how are you supposed to talk to all of them at once? You can't accurately do that. So even though it's a little scary to feel like you might be pushing some potential clients away, I like to shift the mindset to thinking, yeah, you are maybe pushing some people away, but in doing that, you're actually then opening up more space to bring in more of those ideal clients who fit. Because if there is a let's go with the same like bold, eccentric couple who wants a non-traditional elopement and that's your niche, but they come to your website and they see babies and families and branding headshots, they're going to be like, okay, this doesn't feel right. It's not speaking to me, right? But if you have really honed in on that niche and you have built your experience and your website and your messaging all around this, then they're immediately, they might not even need to look at your experience page at that point. Like they might know immediately if the vibes are right. Like, yes, this is speaking directly to me. So that's the goal there with the niche. And I do have some prompts in that freebie that you mentioned, because I know it's hard to just be like, all right, figure out your niche. But it helps to dig a little bit and really think about who you've loved working with, what would like your dreamiest client be. I also recommend if you have been doing photography for a while, think about like when you get inquiries, which ones do you get really excited about? And then which ones are you kind of like, disappointed, you know? And that kind of helps because your intuitive like little nudge that you feel in your gut is going to tell you what your niche should be, because you'll get that excited feeling when the right ones come in.
Yeah. And, you know, mostly for photographers who've been doing this for a little bit, eventually you just kind of know, right? Like when you're new, I think it's important to even test different types of weddings out, work with different types of clients, because you don't really initially know who you vibe with the most, what you vibe with, or how you tick. Like at least that's my experience. But as the time goes, you really start to realize, like you said, which inquiries kind of make you giddy, which ones are you like, no, but do I have to take it because I need that booking? Happens still, you know? Right. But yeah, you're definitely right about that. And if you can also just talk a little bit about the SEO advantage, because more and more, you know, of course, we love the brand and the feel and everything, but a lot of photographers are realizing, hey, I need to get my search optimization up, right? So if you can, yeah, touch upon that, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same idea where it's going to narrow in the people reaching out to you. So if you're just kind of like targeting the keywords wedding photographers, sure, there's probably a very high search volume for that, but it's not really going to be accurate for who you're trying to get to book you, right? So the more specific you can get with that, especially location, I always recommend like honing in on your locations, even if you are a destination photographer, what are some of the main destinations you're focusing on? And utilizing that in your SEO. And all of this is with the caveat that you need to do keyword research first, which is why I build that into my experience. When my clients work with me, they don't have to worry about it because I hand that off to Britt and she does an amazing job. But I like to use an example that, like, for example, you could say, oh, I'm ranking number one for alternative weddings in Colombia, but that doesn't matter if no one is searching that. So I think I see so many photographers like getting really obsessed with what rank they are for certain keywords, but it really doesn't matter what you're ranking if people aren't searching that. If people are searching that, then that's awesome. But you have to know that research first before you focus on what keywords you're going to really be highlighting throughout your website. So I just love to give that little caveat before like having people run with their SEO. But yeah, it helps. The more specific you can get, if you find, you do that research and you find the keywords that really align with the types of clients that you want within your niche, then that's going to really help narrow in. Of course, it might be like I said, smaller search numbers are better sometimes than the really big ones because you just get lost in the sea. So it's kind of just like the epitome of what niching is. It's like, yeah, we're not for everyone, and that's intentional.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, how many weddings are we trying to book in a season anyway, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so like I put this question out there the other day on Threads, and I really saw that a lot of photographers were about 20 weddings is what they're going for. And when we reframe our minds to think about, we just need to reach those 20 couples. You know, then it's less scary to niche down, you know, yes, instead of trying to put like a wide net out there and you're barely speaking to anybody specific. Niche down people, I'm all for it. And also location based always, because that gives you a better chance for sure. So like the next section you really focus on is talking about like finding out like the pain points that your clients have, which is tricky at the wedding photographer sometimes, because we just kind of like their pain point is they're searching for a wedding photographer. I don't know. You know, of course, I've given it much more thought, but there are photographers out there who haven't. So are there some examples that you can just provide and see how we can work that into the experience page, and especially in a way that is not negative, right? We don't want to write, oh my God, you are stressed out and you just can't, you know, like how do we phrase it better?
Yes. Oh, that's a great question. So yeah, pain points can be hard to identify. But again, I have some prompts that will help you think of that. And I also think sometimes it helps if like, if you do have a good relationship with some of your past, like dreamiest clients. I actually did this when I was rebranding. I reached out to my dream clients that I've worked with already and asked them some questions that would help with my copy. So if you are lucky enough to have those kind of relationships, I would encourage just asking them like, where was your mindset when working with me? And what were some of the things about working with me that eased your worries and stuff like that? But to answer your first question about like some examples further than just they're stressed out trying to find a photographer. A lot of ones that comes up are people who feel uncomfortable in front of the camera, or like, oh, my spouse hates getting their picture taken. How are we going to make these look good? Worried that, especially with weddings, I mean, weddings are so important and so personal, feeling like I need someone that's going to fit into my day and the vibe is going to be right. They're going to keep things moving. I'm not going to feel like a lot of the day of stuff comes up in the pain points. But also the planning, like they're overwhelmed with planning. So that's where a lot of when I see photographers who are doing a lot of planning help with the timeline and helping them connect with other vendors and stuff like that. That's really important, too, because you're taking off a pain point that they maybe weren't even expecting you to help with. Right. So, yeah, just thinking a little wider than just photography, but how are they feeling right now? And what are some of their concerns about planning for the wedding and also the day of and how it's going to go down? Are you going to get all of the photos that they wanted? Like, how are you going to confirm that? And what about their family? And how are you going to work with that? And so there's lots of stuff that comes up on wedding days that causes concern related with photography that I think you can address without sounding like every other photographer out there. And for how to make it sound positive and not negative, it's more so talking about the outcome. So rather than saying, you're so stressed right now, or you're worried that your wedding day is going to be stressful, I like to use words like you deserve, or imagine, or, you know, that kind of thing. So like, you deserve to be fully present with your spouse on your wedding day and not be stressed out, you know, that kind of thing. So just kind of shifting, you're taking the same pain points, but rather than focusing on the pain, we're focusing on the solution that feels really, really good, right? So they can kind of envision themselves in that reality and be like, yes, that sounds so good. I want to reach out to this person.
Totally. And that reminds me of one of the examples you give, which is like not specifically a pain point in that sense, but also like what kind of couples you're speaking to. Like one of it is about like people who feel marginalized and not seen and not really served well by the wedding industry, and how you can write something along the lines of like, you deserve to be seen. And that's why, right? So it's also about who exactly you're speaking to, and you can integrate this in this part, which I thought is like such a beautiful idea. And that way, like, you don't give these couples a choice to even look anywhere else, because they feel like you get them, right? That's what we're trying to demonstrate, is like, it's beyond the beautiful images that at this point should be a standard more or less everywhere, that as a wedding photographer, you are going to deliver that. But now what makes us stand out has to be that, like, the type of experience that we are creating for our clients, basically.
Yes, exactly. And that makes me think, I would love to elaborate a little on just saying that. I know that I talk to a lot of photographers who feel like they're not different enough, or like they don't stand out. They feel like there's so many other wedding photographers even doing this, even if they've already found a niche. I know how it feels to compare yourself and feel like, you know, it's saturated. But I like to argue that even if there's another photographer in your same neighborhood doing exactly the same type of photography, you are a unique individual, and therefore the experience with you is unique, and it's going to be different than working with that other photographer. So that's where we really need to like get like dig a little deep in ourselves. And I know it can be scary sometimes to like talk about ourselves or figure out what is it about me that's different, but I guarantee you that it's different working with you than working with someone else, because you're literally a different person. And especially with wedding photography, again, it's so personal and so intimate that it really matters who you're hiring from a like personality and human perspective. So that actually makes a big difference. You know, if maybe if you're like working in tech or something, it doesn't matter if your personality is different from your competitor, but like this is really intimate. So they want to vibe with you. Remember, they want you to fit in on their big day and feel like part of the family. So I guarantee you that even if you're feeling like listening to this right now, feeling like, okay, yeah, that's all well and good, but I don't have that. I don't know what makes me stand out. Like, I guarantee you, you are different. You are unique. And maybe it takes like talking to a friend about it or talking to a past client who's going to help you see that stuff if you're having a hard time pulling it out of yourself, or even working with a copywriter. But yeah, I just guarantee you, you're different. You're unique and beautiful in your own way. And your ideal clients will see that and embrace it.
Totally. Like, I'm so glad that you touched up on that, because it's really a process. And it's like you said, it might be scary for some people because you have to look really deep within, you know, and there are different ways to go about it. Like, not everybody likes to journal or whatever, but it is a process of a lot of self-reflection. Like, we're all different, really, you know, even as similar as we are. And like the way that we go about things are just different. And I want people to really believe in that and trust in that. And I just love that you touched up on that point, because it's so important. But yes, you also do copy work, right? Let's just kind of go to that. And because that really impressed me, because mostly I know like they're website designers and then they're like copywriters, but the fact that you kind of melt, like it's kind of like an all-in-one when photographers come to you, right? Like it's not necessarily like a fully customized website. It's a template, but it's customized. And then there's like SEO driven copy written, but it's also copy that's really personalized. Like, do you want to kind of talk about how you go about that? Because I found it quite fascinating.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I never like to claim that I'm a copywriter, because full-on copywriting is a very different experience. To be transparent, I invested in copywriting for my own website. But sometimes when photographers come to me, they're either not ready financially to do something like that, or they don't feel like they need the whole, like they already understand their brand. I think copywriting, like investing in the full copywriting process, can be helpful if you're not very clear on how to communicate your brand. But I utilize, I have a very in-depth questionnaire that I share with my clients when they book me, and they get to take their time to provide some information about like their design preferences and their niche and stuff like that. But then we get into the like client journey, and this is where all of the copy help that I do comes from. So I will pull, it's basically like teamwork here, because I'm not just pulling it out of thin air, right? You're giving me some behind the scenes info. We're talking about, some of those pain points that we talked about, the pain points, and I'll give you some prompts about like, how do your dream clients feel when they come to you? And how would they feel if they don't work with you? How would they feel if they do work with you? And, you know, talk to me about your process and things like that. So I have a lot, it's a pretty in-depth questionnaire, but it's really great. I've had some clients be like, oh my God, I feel like I just went to therapy. Like I had to get like, you know, again, you got to dig a little bit, but it's very eye-opening to help you get that clarity. And I always tell my clients, like, you don't think about making this sound good right now. You can brain dump. My job is making it sound good, right? So that's kind of where I'm like in between, again, not doing like a full on intensive copywriting process with you, but you answer some questions and I know how to pull it all together, make it sound good, make sure that you're speaking directly to your dream clients and using it in a strategic way throughout the website, right? So you're answering these questions and then I'm placing things throughout the website to make sure that we're kind of guiding them on a little journey and feels like you're speaking directly to them rather than just talking about yourself, you know? So yeah, I do some help with the copywriting. I outsource the SEO to my lovely Brit. She actually has a business called SEO for Photographers. So it's perfect. And then I also, yeah, like you were saying, it's a one-stop shop. And I do like to think of it that way sometimes because even when I have clients come to me who don't have a brand design, like they maybe don't have a logo, I say, hey, there's power in brand design. If you want to do that first and then come back to me, cool. But also with these templates, I call it kind of like a pseudo brand design. The templates come with stuff already built in, or we can customize it with new fonts. I've helped clients before, like browse through fonts and choose some new ones. And, or I've even been like, hey, let's buy this graphic pack off of Creative Market and use that. So like we can customize it, but it's like a pseudo brand because in the end you have a complete cohesive look and feel, but you just haven't gone through the whole brand design process and got like logo files delivered and stuff. So it's kind of a nice, like, quick, thorough, strategic option for people who aren't trying to invest separately in every category of like logo design, copywriting, SEO, strategy, custom website. You know, it's like the best parts of all of them and we get it done real quick and it feels like you in the end. So
yeah, like I was thinking, how do you do all that in 1 week? Like, do you get any sleep, Kelsey? Are you just like
I do. Yes, I love sleep. No, it's crazy. I think it's just because I have been doing this for so long that I've started to figure out a process that works well for me. And it's all about being organized behind the scenes too. Like you get the homework before your website week, right? So you've already done the homework. Britt has already started working on the SEO. I just jump in the week of and I do the design and the copy and the strategy. And yeah, I've done it so long. I've gotten so comfortable with Show It that I can work really quickly. And of course, it's a big thanks to the templates that we're starting with too. I end up like heavily customizing them a lot. I'll move canvases around, create new canvases, stuff like that. But it gives us such a bigger like foundation than just starting from a blank slate that it does increase the like how quickly we're able to get it done. So yeah, it's really big thanks to using templates and to just loving, like Show It is a great platform, makes it really easy for me to work in and just having a lot of that stuff kind of ready for me before the actual week starts. Yeah, it's easy. Honestly, a lot of times I finish before the week is up.
Oh yeah, go get her.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
No, I love it. I mean, that's the thing. I'm all about systems, processes, and like getting things done, you know, because I was never like that naturally. And I just like force these things on me. And I'm always learning along the way, but it's the way, you know, and I have much respect for that. That's amazing. So
thank you.
Let's go back a little bit to the experience page.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about like the role it plays and how we can actually really demonstrate and build trust with our clients. Like what are those elements that you put in there to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. So the role that the experience page plays on your website is probably one of the biggest. Like I said, this is where we're communicating value. We're going to be communicating value on every page, but this is the one that's really like, we know that they're searching for the price a lot of the time. So we want to like cushion it and balance it with the stuff that's going to make them understand where the price is coming from. Right. So I have a lot of like key elements that need to go on this page. A lot of times I say they don't have to be in a specific order. And I talk about that in the freebie walkthrough too, but it's kind of like a lot of times I go back to saying that in the end, I want you to decide what feels right for you. I'm not telling you that this is the end all be all, or this is what you need to do to have a successful business. This is just what's worked for me and my clients. And it's kind of flexible, but with that being said, the elements that I think should always be on there are starting with some copy that's really going to resonate with them. So again, that's coming from those pain points and talking a little bit about your philosophy, but speaking directly to them, like saying, you know, I get what you're feeling and here's how I'm addressing that. And a little bit about your approach to photography and maybe like how you approach weddings and how you approach each couple differently, whatever it may be. So just a little bit of that up front, that's kind of like the good, warm, fuzzy feelings. And then we want to sprinkle your portfolio throughout. Of course, your whole website should have pictures all over it. But here we might also want to have a little preview gallery of maybe like, I usually say anywhere from like 10 to 30 of your favorite photos. And typically like a sliding gallery or something. We don't want to take up a whole bunch of real estate on the page, but showcase the best of the best here so that if they do feel like looking at photos, they have some to look at. But then you mentioned trust, building the trust with them. A lot of this is going to come in with credibility. So things like testimonials, getting some reviews from past clients and starting to share those. And when you share testimonials, sometimes you'll get like really great multiple paragraphs from clients, right? And it's really hard to cut those down. But I really encourage at least trying to pull out like one sentence from there that encapsulates the stuff that you're talking about on the page, because the point is backing up what you're saying, right? So if you're trying to communicate on this page that you know how to make people feel comfortable in front of the camera, even if they're usually super awkward, they feel like they're at home. And then you have a testimonial that says, we felt so comfortable in front of the camera and we're usually so awkward, but she made us feel like we're at home. Then that's what you need to be focusing on, because if you have like two paragraphs, people are going to unfortunately scroll past that. But if you pull out that stuff and even highlight the words comfortable and at home, then like this will really help. Even if someone's quickly scrolling looking for the price, the goal here is that they're like subconsciously getting some of these breadcrumbs as they're scrolling. So drawing that attention to those words, by the end of the page, they're like, this person's going to make me feel comfortable, right? So, testimonials are one way to build that trust. Also just being transparent. So I like showing a little preview of the process on this page. Like, what can they expect when they reach out to you, or what's going to happen if they inquire? Like, are you going to try to sell to them right away, or do they get to like ask you some questions? Let them know what they can expect. So I don't like to go in too much detail. If you have like a PDF wedding guide that you send out after they inquire, keep a lot of the nitty gritty details there, but do a nice little, here's a 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 or 5 step overview. I try to keep it to 1, 2, 3, but like make it seem really easy and clear. Here's what happens when you reach out. So anything that's going to help build that just kind of like transparency and trust. Another typical like credibility thing to do is if you've been featured anywhere, have any of those little badges, you know, you can put those on this page. And also like any stats that you want to put in. Some templates come along with like a nice little area for stats where you can build in like, oh, I've photographed X amount of weddings and I've, you know, traveled to this many places for weddings. And then sometimes you can mix in a little fun one that's just, you know, we used to have on there, like watched X amount of episodes of The Office or whatever. Like you can mix in a little something that shows personality. But it's also like the whole goal of this part is to build up that credibility and trust. So if you don't have that stuff yet and you're newer, that's okay, but make that a goal. Like really encourage reviews when you work with clients. And try to reach out to get yourself published and things like that, that will help you feel like you've got some more of that credibility to back you up. But I rambled a lot there. I think, did I answer everything
question? You're good. I'm following you and like you had me at the office because yes. I am on, I don't know which round I'm rewatching again. And I am a big fan. I think like we shouldn't be afraid to sprinkle those things in there because mm-hmm. someone who shares the same humor as me, who gets the office, I'm like, we're gonna vibe because
exactly,
you know, yeah. Maybe we're just a little awkward like that. It's all good. No, that's so good. But I would love for you to talk a little bit about like this 3 to 5 step process. Like, is that like a process from the point of like when they inquire with you till the wedding day or afterwards? Like, what do you encourage? What belongs on this experience page in terms of process?
Mm-hmm. This can vary from, like, I've done it differently for different photographers based on what they're really trying to emphasize. So mm-hmm. if you're like really big on, like, I've worked with some, I'm thinking of a photographer specifically who's an elopement photographer, and they really help with the planning process. So that is the most important part. And we would want to emphasize, like, maybe the three steps are you reach out to me, we do this planning stuff, and then you have the elopement of your dreams. And you go into a little bit of detail under each. And this is where we would emphasize, like, what happens. Okay, we do a planning call. I'm helping you with XYZ, you know, that kind of stuff. But maybe you're someone who really wants to emphasize, like, the stuff that happens after, like the delivery of the photo, like you're someone who's really trying to like push prints and heirloom stuff, like, you know, so maybe then we'll want to focus on that more. But mostly my goal here is to make it simple. We don't want to overwhelm them yet with like too much detail. So like maybe we don't have to, if you're trying to focus more so on the further end of the process, we can just make the beginning really simple. You can combine, inquire with me, we talk, you book, and we start planning. Like that can be the first one, you know, if planning isn't as something that you want to get into as much detail about. You don't have to make like the consult call just one step, but maybe that is a big thing that you want to talk about. Maybe you're the type of photographer who likes to meet in person with your local, you know, like you're booking local weddings. And so you like to meet and grab a beer, and that's like part of your whole brand identity, you know, like, so again, it really depends, but I think overall the goal is focus on the stuff that you're really trying to highlight throughout your brand experience. And focus on when you talk about it, again, speaking directly to them and trying to address some of those pain points. How are you easing their worries and making this a really nice process for them? So yeah, there's a lot of different ways I think it can be done, but the goal is keep it simple.
I love it. Like, and it just gives people a clear picture, because like normally it is their first time doing this, right? Mm-hmm. Not always, of course, but I think it puts them at ease. They feel like, you know, you're professional, you know what you're talking about, they know what to anticipate. And those mm-hmm. things just really kind of like, again, also build trust with them. You know what I mean? I feel like that's one of the huge things when someone's like gonna invest like thousands of dollars on a photographer, they wanna feel like, okay, you know what you're talking about, right?
Right.
So mm-hmm. that's massive. And another point to really bring up is really also adding some FAQs, right? Mm-hmm. Some, because there are questions that we answer every now and then, like often sometimes, and like also integrating that makes them, it's like it shows that you've really thought about it, and mm-hmm. then they have their questions answered that are, and then you can focus, like when you have a consultation call with them, then you can focus on other more like specific questions. Like I think that's like mm-hmm. one of the main things about FAQs that's pretty good. Do you have any
exactly.
thoughts on that?
yeah, I do like to include that. That's one of those things that sometimes photographers opt out of that. And I think that's okay as long as you are answering those questions in other ways throughout the page. But when you do have one, I think it's great. And to try to keep it, again, we want to simplify. A lot of the like nitty gritty details can be in the post inquiry, but keep it to like the top questions that you always get. And unfortunately, sometimes they're still not even reading those. I even get people reaching out to me asking questions that I'm like, that was on the website.
It's
so
right there.
it's going to happen. It's going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
But those top questions that you get all the time. And I like to strategically place this somewhere after the price. So after you talk about pricing, I'll usually follow it up with a bit of the trust and credibility. So maybe another testimonial, and then maybe you have the FAQs, or maybe even after sometimes the call to action. I like to usually end every page with a call to action, but FAQs are kind of like further helping if someone's still not quite sure at that point, which they should be by then. But if they're not, you can kind of follow up with like, do they have any lingering questions? So that goes a little further down the page to help them if they've seen the price and they've read the bulk of your value, but they're still kind of debating. This might help answer some of those lingering questions. So that's kind of why I usually place it further down the page.
Totally makes sense. And like, how much of like themselves should photographers talk about? Like, you know, it just makes sense that like maybe there's at least an image, maybe even a small video, I don't know, but like,
oh, yeah.
You know, how much of a focus should there be on this portion? Because normally there's like a separate about page, right?
Right. Yes. And I do think this is very important, but it's about like this specific balance, because I've even run into this in the past where I was like naturally to like talking so much about myself, like I will do this for you, I do this for you, but a copywriter educated me once that like that's a little self-centered and we actually want to be talking about the client more. So even if you are technically talking about yourself, make it the way that you're voicing it is more about them. So I always do this on the about pages with my clients. We want to talk about some of that fun stuff that makes you you. I want to hear the fun facts. I want to talk about your personal life and their story that led you here. Whatever you want to share on this page, I think is amazing. But we start that page with something that is technically talking about you, but more so we're focusing on how you are benefiting the client. So, you know, something that's like more about the philosophy of your approach to photography and to your clients. And then further down the page, we get into the fun stuff. So I do think that is all very important. I do encourage having your brand photos or headshots on almost every page, because a lot of times we'll have the little like bio, you know, like the homepage will have a bio canvas that will lead to the about page. Or maybe if it's on the call to action, you want to have a little, I mean, again, this kind of ends up being a personal preference thing. I have some photographers who don't really want to show their face that much, but it's again, with weddings specifically, it's so personal. Like they want to connect with you. They need to connect with you. And I actually love your idea of having a video. Some clients will get those like brand videos done, and those are really cool because you can see the photographer in action working with clients, and that's kind of cool. So yeah, again, a lot of this stuff I like to leave open to what feels good for you. I never want to like force my clients to do something that they don't like, but I do encourage like showing yourself and talking about yourself, but we're doing it in a strategic way that's actually really letting the client know how you are going to help them.
Absolutely. Wow, we covered a lot. Is there anything we missed out on? Did I miss any questions that are relevant to all this experience page or websites in general? Anything you want to add?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. I think actually we covered more than I was expecting. I'm so glad we got to talk about like niches and talking about like doing what feels good to you and all that. So I feel good about this. I think we gave people a lot to think about.
Absolutely. And tell the listeners where they can sign up for this freebie, how they can, you know, it's like a do-it-yourself. That's how you set it up. If anybody needs support, you're there to support them. But I will also say I went through it thoroughly. It's set up amazingly. This is one of the best freebies I've seen out there. It's not going to waste your time, people. But let us know where we can find it. Tell us a little bit more about your services. We're happy to hear all of it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad that you did the freebie and that you enjoyed it. My website is launchyourdaydream.com. You'll see the freebie there. It's in the footer, or there's a pop-up on the homepage. And then my Instagram is launchyourdaydream, and it's the link to the freebie is right there in the bio. So you can do that. You can learn more about me on either of those places. My main service is the website in a week that I talked about, but I also offer VIP days. If you have a show it website already that you love, but you need to make some updates to, I'll take that list of updates that's been piling up and I'll knock it all out for you in one day. So those are my main offerings. Again, feel free to connect with me on Instagram if you want. I love making new friends. Even if you just liked my vibes and you want to chat, totally down.
That's so good. And you're such a powerhouse. VIP in one day, like, that's amazing.
Thank you.
No, that's so good. Kelsey, thank you so much, really, for all the knowledge you've shared. I know that I'm going to be working on it once it's done. Hold me accountable. I'll send you a link. And you let me know if it sucks or like, it's like, okay, you got this going on. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode of My Wedding Season, the podcast. To be notified as soon as a new episode goes live, make sure that you subscribe. I'd love for you to write a comment or leave a review. Let me know what you want more of. For the show notes, head on over to www.wedding-photography-podcast.com. cheering you on, and until next time.